The College Experience, Kansas against Gonzaga preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience, Gonzaga, Kansas preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we are picking one of the best college football game, or college basketball games of the season. Look, I just capped my full first day of college basketball. Last game ended right there, Texas Southern and Washington State. It was a heck of a good game. Came down to the final possession. So hopefully we get more of that on Thanksgiving when we get this game in just about what, 16 hours, something like that. Anyway, or what? I don't know. Probably less than that, actually. 12 hours, I think. But this game's the marquee. I'm excited to watch this one. Obviously, two of the better name brands in college basketball. And yeah, let's just go from there. What a great day of hoops, by the way. Georgia State, Georgia Tech, and hopefully you followed Pick Dundee, his locks on college basketball today. Because let me count this up before I get into this ball game. But what 0-1? I opened out 0-1, then 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, and then I lost Utah State 6-2, and then I lost UCLA 6-3 in the first day. Hey, I'll take it. So, by the way, if you're a first time listener, this is what I'm referring to: is we handicap every single college basketball game, Division One, and college football game, Division One. So make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. We give away all these picks for free. We've been over, me and my two co-hosts, been over 500 picking every game for 3.5+ years. We release a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet out those things. So if you're on Twitter, you'll stay. That's probably the first way to get the news. But anyway, we also give away our locks as well. And those were the locks that I was reciting. I had a winning day as well, but you might as well tune in, check out our locks, stuff like that. Every day we update the sheet. So, but anyway, let's get into the basketball. Enough about boasting and bragging. Let's talk Kansas Gonzaga basketball here. I'm gonna start off with the Jayhawks. They're the higher ranked team, as in, I mean, the lower ranked team, depending on how you're looking at this thing. Gonzaga ranked number one, so gonna be tough to beat that. But Kansas, obviously, they lose Deven Dodson. They lose Azubuike, they lose Isaiah Moss, they lose the other big man through the chair. I'm struggling to think of his name right now. DeSouza, that was his name. Anyway, but it's Kansas. They just reload and they pay players. So you got Marcus Garrett back. That's enough to know right there. And Kansas, I'll say this, last year, towards the end of the year, and Gonzaga fans probably aren't going to want to hear me say this, even though I like what Mark, you know, I'm a Gonzaga fan. I think at the end of the year, Dayton and Kansas were playing the best. Gun to my head, I was thinking that was going to be either a Final Four or national championship matchup, but I thought they were the best two teams in the country last March. But Gonzaga was not far behind that, so perhaps it could have been Gonzaga. But I look at this Kansas team, obviously the freshman Bryce Thompson and the freshman Grant Foster at the forward spot, Tyon Grant Foster. Those two are going to be ones you got to circle. It's going to be important to watch them. It's their first game and it's a heck of a good opponent to be going up against right away. But you bring back what Marcus Garrett, Agbaji, David McCormick. Those three will be solid contributors that, I mean, they're studs. I mean, McCormick, a little more untested than them, but I still think McCormick's a good player. Typical in Rafe LaFrance fashion. Then you got on the bench. I mean, dude, it's Kansas. They just have players, man. Christian Braun on the bench. I think DeJuan Harris, the redshirt freshman, perhaps he could get some action. They're loaded. So this game is going to be absolutely awesome to watch. Wonder about the coaching edge here. Bill Self, Mark Few. I mean, is there an edge? Do you lean somewhere? I think I kind of leaned to Mark Few here, but I guess Self's the guy with the plaques at home, right? When you look at this Gonzaga team, obviously the guy you want to circle, Jalen Suggs, the freshman that everyone's been talking about. Okay, there's three big time freshmen in this game, maybe even four if you throw in four or five when you throw in the bench of Gonzaga. You got to think, okay, they lose Petrušev. Jesus, Drazen Petrovic. You can tell it's late, and I've been drinking for a whole day right now. They lose Tilly. They lose Woolridge. They lose Gilder. But they bring in Suggs, who's supposed to be a stud. I've had friends message me stuff that this guy's nasty. Corey Kispert is back. That's one of the big ones. He's the leading scorer from the team a season ago. They also bring in a transfer from SIU. Aaron Cook only played six games with them, but grad transfer, 15 points a game. I wonder his contribution to this game. So, man, I'm having a hard time putting words together. Anyway, I see the spread is at -3.5. I also wonder if Drew Timmy is going to have an impact at the forward spot. Sophomore last year, last year it's a good freshman year, 9.8 points per game, 5.4 boards, almost a full block. You know, that's going to be a nice matchup to watch in this game. This is just must watch basketball. I mean, every player is good even if the players that aren't even playing in the game, I think are good, you know, deep on the bench, the ones that will barely get any burn. Everyone's good on these rosters. So I guess I could just say that for everybody. I could be like a weatherman in LA and just be like, yeah, Antoine Watson, only 4.9 points a game, but he's good. But I think the real thing is going to come down to now they're playing this game in where? I think Fort Myers, Florida. I wonder how Kispert and Timmy do against that Jayhawk defense. Obviously, the defensive player of the year last year was Marcus Garrett. I know he won't necessarily be on any of them. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see who they match up with. So I'm going to say the spread is -3.5. Give me the points. Look, I hope Gonzaga wins. They might even win, but I think 3.5 points in a game with two straight blue bloods. Give me the points. I understand Kansas kind of breaking in more freshmen, I feel like, than Gonzaga, but perhaps more talented. We're going to find out. But yeah, I say the play here, guys, for me, I know I had a good day today, but I did my game of the day yesterday was San Diego State, or essentially tonight was San Diego State and UCLA. And I was way off on that, but I also didn't know two starters were out for UCLA. Okay. So I think the play is here. We take Kansas +3.5 points. And these games are important to watch for later on in the year. I mean, so if you're a big fan of these college basketball, you want to circle these freshmen to watch them, see how they're doing. Obviously Grant Foster, by the way, is a JUCO transfer, by the way. I said freshman, I think before, but JUCO transfer. All right. So this is the college experience. I wish I could give you more of a breakdown, but I'm saying I can't even quote stats. Can't even quote like I haven't had a chance to watch these starting five stay together. I know traditionally in our previews, we're kind of guessing on what things would be like. I thought UCLA and San Diego State would be a slugfest. Turns out none of that happened. Now, sure, I missed two players were missing for that UCLA team in their starting five. So that hurt. But at the same time, I'm going to wait till I can actually view. So I'm not just completely talking out of my ass on this, but I think the play is to take the points right now. I am so intrigued to see how Kansas defends Gonzaga. I'm really intrigued to see Bryce Thompson, the freshman. I'm really intrigued to see the Gonzaga freshman. I even think Jalen Suggs, but also I think, does Dominic Harris get in the game and get some burn? I just want to watch the bench play out with Gonzaga and see who plays. And you know, these are all, we're gaining knowledge for the end of the year. So you're kind of coming in blind, because as much as you can break down a stat sheet from last year, I mean, a lot of them are transfers. You don't have any data on JUCO transfers or freshmen. So the play here for me, Kansas +3.5 points. All right, guys, this is the College Experience Kansas Gonzaga preview. Look for more of these previews throughout the year. If you're a first time listener, subscribe to the College Experience, available on all platforms. Yes, yes, yes. My name is Colby Dant. If you can leave a 5-star review, because we don't charge for picks, we won't charge for picks. But if you can leave a 5-star review, we'd appreciate it, because essentially that's how sponsors essentially hire us. A lot of times they look at the comments, make sure people are engaged, talking about the podcast, and they say, "Hey, let's give these idiots some money," and boom, then we give you more breakdowns. I know this wasn't like too much of a breakdown because they haven't played yet, but just went through some of the roster and made my pick. So hopefully you get it early. And so if you can go leave that 5-star review, we'd appreciate it. If you do leave that 5-star review, if you're kind enough to do that, take a screenshot and tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a David Stern like rigged NBA draft lottery where you're going to win a College Experience t-shirt. All right, you will win it. Just tag me at the Colby D on Twitter. And my co-host Patty C, he's on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give all of them a follow. And give the Sports Gambling Podcast a follow also, the SGP Network. So more college basketball. Happy college basketball season. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you listeners out there and your families. I really appreciate everything. So I really hope you guys have a safe holidays. I know this has been a crazy fucking year. So much love, and I appreciate you tuning in. All right, this is the College Experience, Kansas Gonzaga style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.